Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your love, your radiance, your divine presence. For those of you whom we do not know, we are Aronda. We are the spokesbeing for a council of beings of light from this dimension, from other dimensions, from many different areas, from the angelic realm. And we want you to know who you are. We want to hold the space for you to know you. Now you may think to yourself, oh, I know me, I've been with me all my life. Huh? And yet, there are still aspects that are within you that seem to be separate from who you truly are. And we are here this weekend in Chicagoland to bring it all together. We actually asked our vessel, Marilyn, to draw a card from the Manifesting Your Mastery Cryon deck. And you understand that you never know where your guidance is coming from. You never know where your information is accelerating into your own body, yes? Sometimes it is from your next-door neighbor. Sometimes you get inspiration from a dog, a cat, a badger, a raccoon, whatever. So sometimes it is good to draw a card or get the online version of you, huh? And the one that we drew today is perfect, of course, because our vessel Marilyn was the fingers, and we arranged the deck. Not that we would want to control anything, though, huh? But you are the creators of this space. Are you aware of that? Yes, excellent. So take a deep breath. My needs are always met. I am a beloved human. We know some of you that comes as a surprise, but you are a beloved human who is blessed with continuous love and abundance from Gaia and the Creator. My needs are always met. Now you may think to yourself, that's powerful, huh? You may think to yourself, well, if my needs are always met, why don't I win the lottery? Or if my needs are always met, why don't I have a better house or a better apartment or whatever? If my needs are always met, why do I feel like I have difficulty paying my bills? If my needs are always met. And yet, somewhere inside, you know they are always met. We would like to actually bring that a bit farther. You can say, my desires are always met. And yet, we are not convinced that you know what is happening in your best interest all of the time. Because we believe that as a human, you know you are blessed. You know you are blessed with absolutely everything, huh? You know you are blessed with the grass growing or not, or blessed with the rain coming down or not, or blessed with whatever. You're blessed with the person sitting next to you or not. But you see, the not does not exist. There is no not. You are blessed with the person sitting next to you. You are blessed with the rain and you are blessed when it doesn't. You are blessed. And every thought in this dimensional realm right here, right now, is becoming manifested by your energy. It's you are the massive creator of your world. We know you know that here, because you've been reading Kryon, our dear friend. You've been accelerating, and you know what to say. But for some of you, anyway, there's still that part in your heart that is saying, yes, but. Well, take the but out of your life. Not that you want to live without your posterior. That is not the same but. But your heart does not accept anything that you say before the but. It discounts it all. Oh, yes, I'm a manifesting machine and I love my life and everything is working wonderfully, but it's not working right now. So what part becomes louder? The last part, yes? So now we're going to help you redirect that last part. Is that all right? Good, good. You see, that vibration, we are an activator. So we are activating something within you right now. And we are activating that cellular feeling of living in that energy that we are here right now. And the possibilities are endless, infinite. As our dear friend Mike says, Mike Dooley, he says infinite possibilities. Everything is possible. No buts. So take a deep breath. Breathe into that space of divine frequency. Breathe into that space of your own innate, which is divine frequency. Take a deep breath and do it again. That is the vibration that everything is possible. That is the frequency that you are choosing to step into. Some of you are already jumping up and down in that frequency. Some of you don't know when you're not in that frequency. To know that even sometimes when you're driving in the car and you are late going somewhere and you try to rush and the traffic is going as slow as possible and you hit every single red light, we know that happens sometimes. And then someone cuts off in front of you and slows down even more. And then at that moment you have two choices. You can either get frustrated by that, which shuts off the energy, because who you are really frustrated with is yourself by not allowing enough time, yes? And that is why we work on that self-forgiveness, huh? But you can choose that, or you can choose to say, what am I to understand or see or sense or feel in this moment in time? And maybe you look over to the side and there's a person there that just happens to wave at you because they're so happy and it lifts your heart. That is what we want you to pay attention to. And then mystically the traffic clears and you get where you're supposed to be going right on time because you are living in that divine frequency. Yes? That is the key. That is the key to your own innate, acknowledging every aspect of who you are, every aspect of yourself. And it is pretty exciting that that is where the world is right now, right here. We're not sure that humans have ever been here before. We know that you may believe that to have your needs always met, that you define them like, I'm going to win the lottery, I'm going to get this big house, I'm going to get this new car, I'm going to get that, I'm going to get that. Yet we believe that the universe, source, the creator, Gaia, actually has something better in store for you that you can't even quite imagine. that something better in store for you is where the void sort of comes in and builds upon itself, yes? It's where the thrill of the vibrational frequency is coming through and accelerating you. We know many years ago, our vessel Marilyn shook her fist and said, I want a partner here, I want a partner. And she kept doing all the little dances and all the little smoke out in the universe and putting things in her relationship corner. I want a partner, I want a partner. Well, she got the joy, which is not the partner she had envisioned. However, it was actually something better. Not that it wasn't the romance thing, that is not it. It was being able to take her mission as she was accelerating it to the next level. She could never have imagined that. So allow your mind to relax and feel into that love frequency and say, you know, I accept that all my needs are met, and I always get this or something better. Take a deep breath. How does that feel, eh? Do you feel your soul smile just a bit? Wiggle your patooty to relax and get excited about the frequency that is coming through you. We honor that. We are excited about that. We see who you are. We see your love, your light, your vibration, your connection. We see some of your doubts and fears and some of your tears. We also see your soul smiling. And we love that as we love you. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'd like to talk a little bit about connection, and we have before. I'm aware of those who will hear this message, perhaps for the first time, that they've even heard any channeling. I want to talk about connection, and the connection that I want to speak of is that from your mind and your consciousness and the way you think to something beyond. There is a shift happening on this planet that's going to require a different kind of thinking. What if you awaken someday, perhaps in 200 years, and the big talk is intuition? And you find that everyone is stopping for a time of day, not to meditate, but to hear their intuition. What if there has been an evolvement of humanity to the point where intuition is guidance and it's acknowledged? And you'll see advertisements on your media, the best way to have the intuition is this way or that way. You expect that. What I'm telling you is that this is not what you would expect, not today. But it's a paradigm that may actually occur, where humanity starts to understand the connection is that which is more than simply from that synapse in your mind. I want you to remember that, which even the scientists will tell you, that the neurons in your brain, they're a storage system for your computer of thinking. And so the thinking, like any computer, takes its smarts and its logic from that which has happened, including that which is seen to have happened by what you see or study or you're told. It all goes into the computer. But when it comes to intuition or original thought, even ideas, the psychologists will tell you it must come from another place. that the computer is not capable of creating scenarios that never have existed. And so then they start assigning that to other words. Intuition is one of them. If you are a spiritual person, maybe you would believe that it's more. Intuition has often been defined as being in touch with things that are outside of yourself to help you with yourself to have a better life. That's the description of the field, dear ones. And even those that are spiritual understand that that field might have things within it that are more than those things which are potentials or which were generated by humans or even thought about humans. What if the field actually controlled soul information as well? Soul information would be that which is beyond human thinking, beyond human potential. Soul information might be information that comes from the creative source. You call that God. It's not new, dear ones. It's not new at all. But in the past, it's been relegated to only a few. How many times have I taken you to that dark place, that prison? Many thousands of years ago, where you meet Saul of Tarsus. That man, he had an experience on the road which opened him up to paradigms of thinking that he was not really ready for. And he became Paul the Apostle. And you find him in this dark place, in this prison, writing under that dim light. And what he is writing is the story of his love for his Savior. It becomes a story that is beautiful because that man that he writes about has shown him the face of God. He writes about the beauty of it, and his pen drips with truth and love and compassion, and is sustained even today in the scriptures all around the world, in what some of you have called the New Testament. I ask the question, where did that come from? Was that his mind? Was that coming from the intuitive part of Paul? Was it the logic of Saul? Or was he channeling something that became permanent in the societies of this earth to this day? And I think you understand it's the last one. This man was channeling the creative source and outpoured as best as he could the words that describe the love, the beauty, the new paradigms that he saw in the one man. That man who became synonymous with love, who changed the dispensation, who showed humans what humans could do that humans thought were impossible. I give you that to show you that the connection that I speak of, you've known about for a very long time. But so many have thought it belonged to the special ones, the ones of history, the ones coming, or the ones perhaps that are born to do this, not understanding that in this shift, that is what's coming to you. Every single human being comes into this planet with a beautiful, magnificent soul. It's apart from that human 3D. And it stands apart perhaps all your life. There are some who discover it and realize it's a source of information that's personal, beautiful, benevolent, and actually can help guide you from place to place. It's a source that's connected to that which we are now beginning to call the field. What if every potential, small and large, every potential, things that were being worked on, thought of, even to that who's going to cross the street, when they're going to cross it, what if everything was available at some strange way in a multidimensional field of consciousness that you could tap into? It exists in that form. That is why the futurists know that if they can tap into the field, at least they can see the things that are not right now obvious. Things that are being thought of by others that may not manifest for a decade or two, that may show the way, that may be a light in the darkness, which may create transitions that you haven't thought of. They're there. Just like today when you use the internet. Have you ever thought of this? The internet is not really something that is owned by anyone. What a concept. Everything you have is owned by someone. The airwaves, regulated and owned by someone. And yet the internet is not. Keep it that way. Now explain the internet to somebody 200 years ago. And the answer is you cannot, because the inventions that led up to its use were not there. And so it becomes a mystery. It becomes a miracle. And if you tried to explain it to someone in another generation who had never seen anything that was electric or electronic or communication, it would be a fairyland to them, and they would not believe you. It would be of no use at all. Imagine 200 years ago, a futurist thinking, where is this going to go, who has just been presented perhaps with the telegraph, and saying, what if there could be lines between every single house, a telegraph? They couldn't think beyond the dots and the dashes. But they could think beyond one line going to one city. What if that wire could go to everywhere? Even before wireless, they were thinking of the idea that there could be maybe, just maybe, a way of taking things and moving them from one place to another without the wires. A transmission of some kind. They were thinking of it, even when they thought about the telegraph. Radio. That's what you are now working with every day of your life. Now, I bring this to you because if you were there 200 years ago, you never, ever would have known about the value of the internet today. Because you couldn't imagine the inventions that would come from A to B to get you there. 200 years is not that long. It's not that really many generations. I take you 100 years. That's a little longer than the lifespan of one human today. What is it you haven't thought of that'll get you from A to B? And what if B is peace on earth? What if B is a connection that humans are starting to have with the field? What if it's starting to be understood that as humans just sit there in the chair, they're connected? They're connected to each other in a way that no one told them about. They're connected in a way that they don't even have to be spiritual to understand there is something that is multidimensional, that surrounds them, called potential consciousness. In the last 20 years, consciousness has been proven to be energy. And if consciousness is energy, that means that it is totally different and acts totally different than what you formerly thought it might be, whatever that was. But now you see it's got physics. So the idea of potential consciousness, in other words, what happens to that which is thought about? What happens to ideas? Do they just stay in a brain? If they're intuitive and captured from the field and developed, they came from the field. That means they're in the field for you too. All of these things become physics. And that's when the futurist looks at, if they are physics, are there things that can pick them up? Are there things that can reveal the height of potential or not? Perhaps there are ideas or perhaps events that might be there in the field, but so many of them are never going to happen. Is there a way of determining which are the most likely to happen? And that's when the light and the dark quotient start to mean something. Right now, dear ones, you are not able to detect the difference between most likely and least likely. But you certainly are able to detect the things that are dark. The field is going to be responsible for those who want to figure out what's coming. But it has to be that which is sensed carefully. And that's where connection comes. Is connection that which is going to be intellectual, or is it going to be the kind that Saul of Tarsus had in that dim jail cell when he wrote about compassion and love and a new paradigm that was coming for everybody to see? That's the connection that will make the difference between those who can see light or just see everything the same. The connection is the invitation. Tonight I want to talk more about the esoterics of what is going on in consciousness on the planet and its eye rolling. Don't tune into it unless you're ready to roll your eyes. Because it goes into things that you don't expect, that make the difference between the energy that's in the field before 2012 and after. Is it possible there is another push that was never there before, and that it's come from places that you didn't expect? Is it possible that when we say light is beginning to increase in this dark world called human consciousness, that there is more than just humans awakening? What if there are those around you who are not humans, who are turning on lights? Are you ready for that? This is all the potential. That is a new paradigm of thinking past the old paradigm that simply says everything is in the brain, and the best thing I can do about thinking of the future is to think about the past. And I'll tell you, that particular paradigm, dear ones, is going to fall right on the floor, because those things won't come true. You see, there's more light than that today. The connection is the most important thing I could tell you about, not what's coming or the potentials in the field that you must discover for yourself. The most important thing I can tell you today, right now, as you're listening and sit here, is what is your connection? Is it the same one that Saul of Tarsus had that made him Paul the Apostle? Or does it come out of the synapse of the biology in your head? If you will involve intuitive ideas and thought and sit for a moment and let them pour into you, no matter what you've been told or expect, you are going to come out with an entirely different result. That's where it's going. What's your connection as you sit there right now, even to standing up and going home? Are you connected? Is it important enough for you to think of it as a 24/7 idea? Or is it something you're going to sit in a chair and develop and say, now? And the clock starts and stops, and the connection is only there for a little while. There will be those who do that, not understanding that the connection is built in. The connection is you. It's got your name on it. But it's so far-fetched to many people who forever have prayed at a certain time or meditated at a certain time or have structured their lives for this and that and this and that, never understanding that the connection may change all of those things. The connection. It's different for every single one of you. You're crying. Are you going to do it again? You're going to tell me about something and not tell me how? I always tell you how, but some of you don't listen. Or perhaps you think, well, that's just too simple. Do you believe in the Creator? If the answer is yes, do you believe the Creator knows who you are? If the answer is yes, the next question. Do you believe you can have contact? And that is the basis, dear one, for every religion on the planet. How do you contact the Creator? And in this new energy, I will tell you this, that you carry that communication with you. That soul you have is built for the connection. And whether it's a little or it's a lot, or whether it's through intuition, or whether it's through channeling, or whether it's through your hands if you heal, or your school when you learn, and you have different ideas from the ones who learned before you reading the same words, that comes from your soul, from the field, from a multidimensional source that is God. Call it whatever you wish, but it's new, available, and more powerful today. You look around you, and what do you see? You see new ideas and things happening that some of you are confused with because they never happened before. And sometimes they're benevolent, and sometimes they're odd or strange or seem to be difficult, because that's the way change is. Tonight I'm going to ask you the biggest question I've ever asked, as you'll see, about your reaction to what you see. The connection is the beginning of everything. You cannot move forward, old soul, with the computer only. It's got to be the idea that something happens when you say, I want the connection. When you have intent. 30 years, I've been saying to you, intent is powerful. If you sit down and you intend to connect, that is your free choice that is seen by everything around you that's invisible, that some of you don't even believe in, that starts to make the connections because you said yes and you gave permission. Simple as that. Dear Spirit, I don't know who I'm talking to. Dear Spirit, I don't know anything about you. Dear Spirit, give me the connection so I will. And that's when it starts happening. Every day you can do that, and every day you'll be connected. And so it is.